Jack Holmes pre-game interview.
Talking about opening things up, we thought our first interview in a new era of coverage on K-Rock football, of course, GFL actions. We need to speak to the man that is the highest in local football, and I do speak of the chair of AFL Barwon. The AFL Barwon Commission has been good enough to join us at the back of the van. He's with Josh Conway, and he joins us for Harmac Holmes. Buzz, you've got the chair with you.
Thank you, Kingy. I do. Craig, welcome to K-Rock football. How good is it to be back, mate?
Oh, it's just fantastic to see all the people here and great crowds opening new facilities and footy's back and everybody's got a smile on their face and hope it lasts for the whole forevermore.
I know you've spoken in the past about the relief you felt that we've just got to this stage at all. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, look, it's been a lot of planning and, you know, you go back to this time last year and there's lots of angst around, you know, what do we do? Should we play? Should we not play? Is it safe to play? And we didn't really know a whole lot about it. And we would have made 30 or 40 contingency plans in the next 3 months about getting back to play. And in the end, it became obvious that we weren't going to be able to play.
You're right, Craig. Just clear your throat there, Craig. You're all right.
I've just been looked after by the St Albans people in there with the opening. They've catered very well.
Take it. Do you need a water, Craig?
No, I can survive it if you can put up with my voice. This is what I feel, sound like at the end of a Collingwood game, kicking.
Do you know some people who can be able to get something that might help? Yeah, I reckon you might know some people.
I might have to make a call. Get a delivery.
Craig, firstly, great to have you here and great to have this partnership between K-Rock Football, AFL Barwon and the GFL. Last week you went around the grounds and took in a number of games across week one of the Ballerina, and you've also been to some Colac and District games. Can you just give us the sense of, I suppose, fulfilment that the volunteers have got out of the fact we're back playing football and netball?
I think relief's the right word for the volunteers, because I think last year there was a lot of work done for absolutely zero result other than making sure your club was viable and still afloat. To see those people look at the game, big smiles on their faces, engage with the rest of their community that some of them you haven't seen. I've seen people in the last 4 weeks that I haven't seen in 18 months. And that's the thing. You looked at the season launches and it was like a party. It wasn't like a somber season launch that, you know, most people think is a waste of time. It was a huge event and people were just itching to get back and talk to each other and engage with their people from Colac and North Shore and Lara all around. It was just really good to get everyone back together. But for volunteers, it's a sense of relief, I think.
We've put this part of the 18 months behind us. Let's look forward. What's the biggest challenge now facing AFL Barwon and local football and netball clubs as we tackle a COVID normal world?
I think the key thing is participation. We've got to get the participation back. I think particularly at junior level, although that three-week window last year was really well supported. But I think we might have to rouse people out of the COVID slumber and get them back out at grounds. But look, the early indications are that it's going to be really good. There's a few pockets where there's some clubs a bit concerned about their numbers, but generally it's been great. So our challenge is to get our participation back to what it was in 2019 and then go back to trying to build our games again.
Craig, you mentioned in the opener that lots of clubs have been working hard in that COVID time anyway. There's lots of new facilities, which must be fantastic for the clubs and also for AFL Barwon to have those. One here at St Albans. I know St Joey's and Geelong West have obviously got new facilities as well, so it's amazing.
Yeah, good. Shout out to the state government and the councils. They've done an enormous job in the last 18 months. We're probably a year ahead on a couple of projects. The Geelong West project is 3 or 4 months ahead of where it would have been. The Joey's project was fast track, and this project here, those change rooms are magnificent here at St Albans. So credit where it's due, they've done a great job. We've done a lot of work in the planning, so we had a lot of things ready to go through the strategic plan we developed, and we're renewing this year about facilities. And I think that's paid off in this area because we were ready to go with projects, and clubs have been really good at getting their programs together and knowing what they need, knowing what they want, and then engaging with the authorities. It's been fantastic. You couldn't hope for more.
Finals, where are we at? I don't even know where we're playing the finals this year. I know we're in round one, but we've got to get work to. Am I going to GMHBA or am I going to Geelong West or where am I going?
Probably a bit of both.
Right.
At this point, the GMHBA stadium issue may well be whether we're able to access it at the time we need it. So we'll need to have some certainty along those lines. Certainly, we'll be very keen to use the Geelong West facilities that are in place because they are unmatched. and the surface, I believe, will be better, and that's part of the plan. We need to keep faith with the state government and the local government who have actually contributed funds to those projects. So we want to use those facilities, and we've got some other great facilities like Torquay. Even here, there's an opportunity for one final here potentially. GMHBA is not off the deck, but we no longer have a contract with GMHBA, so that'll be a negotiation if we go back to GMHBA. But we would like to take footy back to grassroots clubs.
For Harmac Homes, everything Harmac Homes does is defined by doing things the Harmac way. We're speaking with AFL Barwon Chair Craig Keating. He's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Football.
Just a quick one, mate. Is there any future thought processes in relation to having West Oval as the home of finals in the future, grand finals being played there rather than GMH?
Absolutely. The stage one is magnificent,
yep.
But the next two stages create terracing. Hopefully the bike track is removed sooner than later, which actually helps us with a lot of safety issues around footy. The netball product there will be great to watch,
yep.
And it's really a traditional home of football in Geelong,
yep.
So we would love to have that facility finished, and we will give it every support that it needs. And as I said before, we want to keep faith with the people who've invested in our facility, so that means we've got to use those great facilities. Not to say Torquay and Leopold, where there's been good investments, they are also venues that we could use, but yeah, the Geelong West, the idea is it for it to be a state level venue, and so we want to treat it as one.
I had the fortune of playing a grand final, winning grand final at West and at Skilled Stadium, and I just got to say, West was the atmosphere was, it was just the best by a long shot.
Do you know what? I look back at the last grand final we had played in 2019. That St Mary's final 10 minutes was pulsating. Yeah. I can't think how ordinary that would have been for that excitement level or that level of play to have been shifted to the scoreboard pocket, and there wouldn't have been a soul within 100 yards. And so
that's a good point.
For me, that moment of that final was great because the crowd were all there, but you think about it, it could have been a
reversed
really
pockets.
100%. Yeah. And it could have easily been that way.
Yeah.
Craig, how's the search for a replacement RGM going for Will McGregor? Georgia Hillman, I think through the Geelong Advertiser, indicated she was interested in the role. She's not too far away from going on maternity leave. Is it something you want to have resolved before Georgia finishes up and goes on her leave, or is it something that we're going to wait until the end of the season for?
Yep, good question, Kingy. We have a contingency plan. We will be appointing an acting person into the role when Georgia takes mat leave. The nature of maternity leave means it could be tomorrow and it could be in 4 weeks' time. So I'm working on it being tomorrow, to be honest. So we've got a plan in place. AFL Vic are obviously involved in that because of funding issues and also the fact that they need that person to represent them in our region as well. And probably keep me on a short leash as well, I think. But they also think it's important for us. This is really, we've got an operational plan that we funded in the end of 2020 during the COVID. So our team know what to do, and it's really going to be an operational year. So the strategy stuff that a GM would do is probably not something we're focusing on until the end of the season. So the plan currently is to appoint someone in an interim role to take over from Georgia. Nathan Irvin will take on Georgia's role as of pretty much now. And so we'll work through that, and we'll probably advertise June, July with a view to, you know, getting some quality people across the line and maybe having a be a good time for a meet and greet for a new GM during the final series to meet people and push on. So that's the current plan, but we're not locked into it. A month ago, we weren't sure that our revenues were going to be in place, and it looks like now we know what our budgets are going to be, so there's a bit more confidence around it. So part of that decision of deferment was, one, the person we had was unable to take on the role as we'd specified, and so that was unfortunate, but at the same time, there was some concern about what happens if we shut down for another month. Are we able to remain a financially viable organisation? So there's a bit of unknown happening then, but it's not here now. We also think we'll get better applicants once we've had a season away. Yeah. I think the people who are looking at the job are going to say this is a secure job, whereas in December when we advertised, if you're leaving a job to come to take our role on, there was no guarantee you'd have a job in January, or your first job might be to sack Josh Conway. So, you know, who would want to start their career off like that?
So the acting role, will that be an external appointment?
We haven't made that call definitely, but I know we've got some people in and around our organisation who can fill it.
Okay. What's next now? So we've got challenges to face, but we've got all three local leagues, or all four local leagues that fall under AFL Bowen now up and running. Do you expect it to be smooth, or what are the contingencies if we do get, say, a snap lockdown like we got in mid-February?
It'll be bumpy. There will be some issues that we'll confront. There's no doubt about that, because even locking down a suburb of Melbourne where people might be working in Melbourne in that suburb and at a club. So we understand that it's not going to be easy. What we need everyone to understand is that if we have to call a game off due to COVID arrangements, that game will not be played, but we're not going to call it the whole round. And we're not going to be able to make amendments to draws to try to accommodate that. It is, playing is the first priority. So if, unfortunately, a club or a couple of games are affected by a future outbreak, it won't stop the rest of the competition from playing. But that's why we want the clubs to make sure the COVID protocols are followed, because you can isolate the problem areas and you can move forward. So that's really important for us.
GDFL self-administered, but say Werribee Centrals, and we had to have a ring of steel again. Is that something that's being factored in?
Yep. We have plans around it, and the GDFL have worked really well with us around COVID matters since the start of this whole terrible pandemic. But yeah, that is a fact that would need to be taken into account. And at the end of the day, it might seem unfair, but if a club is adversely affected, we can't turn off the rest of the competitions just for that one game, because we all deserve to play footy if we can. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we don't get to that point, but we are ready for it if it happens. We now know what we can do, and we know what our communities are able to do as well in terms of keeping safe. So we have greater confidence now. This time last year, we didn't have a clue what was going to happen next. So we've learned a lot, and there's lots of plans in place.
Fantastic. Craig, we really appreciate your time. You've done a wonderful job steering through very uncharted waters over the last 18 months between you and Will McGregor as the previous RGM, and Georgia since her taking on the role post Will's departure. Can you give us an update on Will? He's taken on a role that's to do with Stage 5 at GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, he's the state government rep on that project, so he works for the infrastructure department of the state government, so he's involved in different community structures, but his only role at the moment is Cadinia Park. So and he's really enjoying that. He finds that he's learned a lot about governance, because there's many tiers of governance in that sort of role. Will's doing really well, and we still communicate, and if someone has a question, he's only too happy to help out. I probably will see him later this afternoon at St Mary's, because we all know he's got a little bit of St Mary's in him as well.
Absolutely. Craig, great to talk to you. Best of luck for season 2021, and once again, well done on all you've done over the last 18 months.
Thanks, boys. It's great to have K-Rock on board, and good calling. Thanks.
Craig Keating, the chair of AFL Bowen, joining us as part of our pre-game Harmac Holmes pre-match interview. And, of course, everything Harmac Holmes does is defined by doing things the Harmac way.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.